This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Might as well do that because Chris, you know, Chris is on a tight time frame and he's out there in beautiful sunny California, and he'll be talking about Odell a little bit later on. Hello, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good, guys. Sorry about that. I screwed up my time today. That's my bad.
Quite all right. Chris joining us on the
we'll only hold it against you for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Perfect.
Baker spoke today. He talked about his contract, said, you know, won't let it be a distraction, which is, of course, what you're going to hear. I talked about the offense, said where they can improve. He said consistency, Chris. And I thought, you know, that's probably right, because Menigan did a great job of laying out, boy, they were phenomenal at times, and other times they were okay. Well, would you agree with that, consistency? But consistency at a high level, that's where I think it needs to kick in.
I don't know if I would actually go along with that. I think that last year they were learning yet another new offense. They did not have any preseason. They didn't have an extended camp. They didn't, you know, none of that with a new coach, a new system, et cetera. Then they had three of the crappiest weather games I can remember in the middle of the season. So nobody's offense was going to be consistent in those three games. They ended up winning two of them. I thought the second half of the season, you'd be hard pressed to find five better offenses in the NFL. So I mean, I understand what he's saying, because he can't come out and say, well, no, I thought we were pretty good the second half of the year. And I think he should always want to get better. But from a fan standpoint, I watched the second half of the season. I was like, man, we can't get much better than we were for the most part. There were times, yeah, like that last Pittsburgh game was kind of a nail biter, but I think that was more situational than anything else. I really thought the rest of the season they played great, didn't you?
Late, yeah. Yeah, I do.
The second half of the season. I mean, really from that, I forget what week Tennessee was, from that game on, I thought they were sensational.
I would agree. I think they found their stride late in the year. But I want them to be there all year. We all do. And I want to see it with Odell. And I want to see Odell be the guy that he's been before. And some of that's on the system. Some of that's probably on the quarterback. And I think most of it's on Odell. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Now, I'm not – I've told you this before. I'm not expecting to see 90 catch Odell. So if that's what you're expecting to see – I don't think that means a productive Cleveland Browns team.
Or I'm looking for impact more than numbers.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, yes. Are we going to see a three-touchdown performance like we saw against the Cowboys? That might pop occasionally. I just don't see 10 catches a game. And it doesn't make sense to put numbers on a guy. Like, I know that's the world we live in, particularly because everybody's so fantasy world driven, but you know, if he's making a difference, meaning how the defense plays the Browns, and if he still has that breakaway threat, and it does, you know, I think that's the thing that gets lost in the NFL sometimes. We always think that a deep threat means that a guy's got to run 40 yards and blow the top off of a defense. It's not what it means anymore. It means that a guy like Odell was at his best early in his career, in my opinion, when he was catching a 10-yard pass from Eli and gone. Forget it. Like, that is the ultimate backbreaker in the NFL. Like, you've got a guy in front of you, and he just finishes the play. That's what I would like to see occasionally from him. So there would be – that's what would be great out of Odell, in my opinion.
So if you had to pick one thing for the Browns to improve on in 2021, what would that be for you, Chris?
Well, I think it's on the defensive side of the football, certainly. You know, we didn't get enough stops on third down. We just didn't have enough speed and enough playmakers, and I would expect it to improve significantly. I mean, I think the John Johnson, the third signing, is enormous. I just, you know, it's a perfect signing. You're getting a guy who's been in the league for 4 years that was wearing the green dot on his helmet, which means that you're the play caller, and it's most of the time, you know, 99% of the time, it's a linebacker. It's not a safety. So you get a guy who can line everybody up, who makes sure that they're in the right position, that is a playmaker around the football. I just think that move was huge for them. Everybody wants to talk about Clowney and what that means on the other side of Myles Garrett, but to me, you get a guy that can get everybody where they need to be, that's enormous, and I think it's going to help them get better on third downs and getting off the field.
Chris, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you've spent the winter, the offseason, everything, looking at what you did last year, personally, not your team, you personally, where do you think, okay, I want to focus on this area to improve as a head coach? Anything jump out at you?
You know, I thought he was a great play caller for the most part last year. Like, people don't realize how difficult that is and how few coaches, A, are able to pull it off, and B, there's a minuscule number over the last 20 or 25 years that have done it well, wearing both hats like that. So I don't have a problem with that. Like, you know, and for him to be the same guy every day is remarkable. I think he's really relatable to the players. I don't know exactly where he can improve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer for you. I mean, do you guys think that there was somewhere where he was lacking?
No, that's kind of why I asked, Chris. You confirmed my thinking. The guy was so level-headed all season long. I personally love the fact that he was the same guy in every press conference.
Right.
Win, lose, no game, whatever. He was the same guy. And I love guys who look at things analytically and think about things, and he clearly has big picture, and this is where we're going in mind. And I liked his play calling. You know, maybe there were times when I thought he could have done something a little bit different, but that's what, you know, when you're a football fan and you're watching a football coach, you always think that. But you kind of confirm my thought. I just want to see how he builds on it from here. And there's nothing I would look at, you know.
I would say this. I think the area where he can improve on is something that he hasn't experienced yet, and that's dealing with a team that now has massive expectations. So to me, it's the biggest challenge. It's not the biggest improvement, right? Like, we saw how that went in 2019. Didn't go so great. But we feel like, as fans, we've got a guy in the driver's seat who can handle anything that comes his way. So it's really just a question of how do they do that? How do they keep that singular week-to-week focus, particularly when things are going to go a little sideways sometimes? I mean, they're not going to go 15-2, right? So if they're, let's say they're 4-4 through 8 games, and everybody in the national media is saying, oh, there we go, they're back to being there, how do they handle that? So it's really the stuff that we don't know more than what we do know with Kevin Stefanski, in my opinion.
Chris Rose, NFL Network, and of course the Chris Rose Rotation. Let's flip over to baseball, if you don't mind, a little bit. What do you think of... They've kind of hit – now, they took 2 of 3 from Oakland, and the Indians looked really good there. They have found their way down to Houston, where it's been a little bit uglier. What do you think of what we've been seeing out of this team as the schedule's gotten a little bit tougher after the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, they were one bad ninth inning away from a sweep in Oakland, which has kind of been a house of horrors for them over the years, even when the Indians were exceptional. I think they're playing the team that's got the best shot of representing the American League in the World Series right now. That's the Houston Astros. Because I think they're going to make a big-time move for the back end of their bullpen that's going to help them. That offense is lethal, and there's no Alex Bregman in it right now. Their starting rotation is highly underrated. It's a really, really good team. And I think my son asked me yesterday, he goes, Dad, do you think the Indians are going to have a winning record? And I had to really think about it. I was like, I still will stick with my preseason number, which was 83 wins. So I've got them at 83-79. And I think the next 10 days are going to be really interesting, guys. The Indians don't have a ton of pieces that teams will be interested in, but certainly Cesar Hernandez is a guy that could be moved and help a contender. Possibly one of their catchers, maybe. And, you know, maybe a Brian Shaw. You're not going to get much in return for the guys that the Indians would have available. So I think that's probably the thing to watch, unfortunately, because I just don't think they have enough firepower, because who knows if and when Bieber's coming back, and Savali's still a few weeks away.
Yeah, you just touched on two things that scare me. I think when Bieber went down, when Savali went down, we all kind of thought, okay, go get fixed up and come on back after the All-Star break and let's go. And I don't feel that way now. And you just laid it out. Who knows when? And without those guys, Chris, you're not going to make a push. And it's kind of made me feel that I hate feeling this way. Just sitting here thinking, boy, that was a lot of fun, guys. You gave it a really great shot. What do you have in store for 2022? And I hate feeling that way, but it's kind of the way I feel right now.
Right. I mean, you just look at there's not enough depth in the rotation. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Indians aren't the only team. Like, you can't take away the top three starters in a rotation for the most part and feel like you're in great shape. Certainly not in a division where the White Sox are a really, really good team. Like in the NL East, you might be able to get away with it. You can't do it elsewhere. There's just at least a dominant team, if not more than that, in other divisions. So, yeah, and I think the Indians have played hard. I think they've played to the best of their abilities. And, guys, they started, I think, the year with the 29th highest payroll. You know, only one team had to get a lower payroll than the Indians. So sometimes a cheaper car doesn't run as well as one that you pay $100,000 for sometimes.
Well, and you see where the cheapness kicks in, and it's in the depth. And that's been the part of this. I mean, that outfield has been a house of horrors for as long as we can remember. They're just rolling people out. What do you want them to do with that outfield for the rest of the year, Chris? You want to see the kids play, or do you want to see Jordan Luplo come back and maybe get Eddie Rosario back and see if he can help you win?
You still need to have some professional guys out there that can help you. You know, Eddie Rosario, for the most part in his career, has been a healthy body that's been a run producer and things of that nature. Yeah, but, I mean, Zimmer should be playing virtually every day, you know, to see if he's still got it. I like how hard Harold Ramirez plays. You know, he swings at everything, but the guy plays his butt off and is a really good defender. You know, the rest of the guys, like Daniel Johnson, yeah, I'd like to see him get more at bats and see if he can do something at this level, right? I mean, giving a guy 10 at bats and then saying, okay, we'll see you back in Columbus, it's a tough way to go. It really is, to see if a guy has it at this level. But if like I said, if things go wrong over the next 10 days, then you're going to see those younger guys play, and they should, because the way they go about their business, they have to rely on guys who are on cheap deals. And if you can find a guy who can give you decent production for virtually no money, then that's a win for this team.
What's coming up on the Chris Rose rotation?
So we've got one out that dropped on Monday with Tyler Glasnow, who seems to be very popular among our listeners and viewers, and I understand why. He's a great talker. And his teammate, Brett Phillips, who you probably remember most from Game 4 World Series a year ago fame, where he hits the game winner off of Kenley Jansen and then does the airplane in the outfield. He is hilarious and has such a tremendous outlook on life. We spent probably 10 minutes talking about his wonderful pitching performance this year as a position player against the Toronto Blue Jays, which was one for the ages. So that's out. And then coming up tomorrow, Miguel Rojas of the Marlins and Eric Hosmer of the San Diego Padres. So it's been a ton of fun. Heard great stuff. When I was at the All-Star game in Denver, people were really appreciative of being able to see these guys in a different light for more than 8 or 10 minute interviews. And we'll keep churning it out.
Outstanding, sir. We look forward to it. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, my man. My men. I appreciate it. And sorry I was a little late. That was my fault.
Ah,
screw up.
That's quite all right.
I'm done holding it against you. It's been 20 minutes.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, brother.
Take care.
See you, Chris. Chris Rose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.